Yeah, that definitely not.
I don't know how we're gonna take it on a bus. It's gonna get all broken.
Don't do it yet.
Like, I don't mind waiting for that part. Yeah. I'll put your mom on the French press weave.
The French press weave? Mm-hmm. I think she just does black coffee.
Yeah, French press does black coffee. It's just richer coffee. Because a French press, you put your coffee grounds in this little ring. It's on the top of the jar. You put the
coffee. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Kelly does it that way.
I love those. It literally makes the coffee so, like, you can taste every flavor in the coffee. Mm. I'll put her on the espresso. Wait. Get an espresso machine. Teach her how to really live. I want to get one of those McDonald's coffee machines.
She wouldn't like the espresso machine shit.
It's too much work, to be honest. Like, if you wake up to go to work in the morning... I'm gonna start a YouTube channel and take it seriously, I think.
What's your YouTube channel gonna be?
Probably Jobby Fashion Tips.
I'm probably gonna venture my way onto the weed tube.
I will do that, but I wanna vent, like, I'll be guest on yours, but I wanna stick with, like, a different wave on the YouTubes. Like, something more driven towards women.
I get that.
And I think I'm gonna do, like, makeup tutorials and maybe daily vlogs.
I'm just gonna be having my...
Oh, wait, we can have our own separate accounts on whatever, either WeTube or YouTube. And we can have a family account. And it be our vlog channel. We start with our separate accounts and then we move on to the vlog channel. What do we have enough fans? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure these peeps will.
Yeah. They just keep growing. Intro. I know.
Oh, you were trying to surprise me, huh?
Yes. As you guys know, I failed this time. And this is the High Hub with Chris.
And P. Should we tell them, like, right now? Mm-hmm. About grandma. Because I don't think I said it throughout that entire time.
You didn't.
My grandma died this morning after a week of suffering.
She's in a better place. No
pain, no suffering. It could have been avoided. So maybe fuck that hospital. And I said multiple times.
Robert Packard?
Yep. Multiple times to every single one of them, I said, let them go there. I will put them in their place and I'll let them do what you guys have to do because they were refusing to transfer grandma.
Hold on. That's weird. Alright, so this is how I am, okay?
I'm taking a sip of your soda.
Okay, that's fine. Scott, his father, mm-hmm. died in Robert Packard in a humane way because he had a heart attack for 5 minutes straight. And then stopped, didn't die. He was telling them, I need help, I need help, I need help. And they were just looking at him.
And now, because of what mom told me, all I can think of is that woman that was screaming, begging for help because she hadn't eaten in 3 days.
Because, like, what if... I feel like she was actually, like, just really going through her shit.
Apparently, everyone on that floor was dying. There was a man with dementia there. I don't know if you were there for that story.
I don't know.
He was running. He didn't want to be at the hospital. He wanted to go home. So he kept running. He tried getting in grandma's room. Mom thought it was funny. And that was their humor for the day. And he ended up running from his room out of the double doors all the way down to the elevator and was waiting for the elevator to leave.
How would you do that? That nigga was strong then, what?
No, it's just funny because he really was a black man. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what mom said. I'm like 90% sure mom said that he was a black man. Black older gentleman.
That wasn't even saying nigga because he black. I was just saying.
I know, so I said that's kind of funny because he really is.
He just was a man, like.
And then there was a woman who was such a woman that they had to put one of those nets on the bedside. It was censored. So if she got up, the alarm went off. Because she kept running. She got all the way outside.
Yo.
How do you get all the way outside at the hospital? You're literally wearing a gown. Every single patient there was wearing a gown. How the fuck do they get all the way to the end of the fucking hospital and out the doors with a gown?
Do they have a psych ward there?
Yeah. I think.
I thought so.
I'm pretty sure I was threatened to go to the psych ward there. I'm gonna ask mom if it would be possible for her to change my appointment because I've been too depressed to even call. So they think I'm still going to my
what? First. You never changed it?
I've been too depressed to call.
I thought you changed it the day.
It would have let me. In order for me to change it, I would have had to call. And I knew that if I called, because they have to have a reason why you're rescheduling. The only reason I had was that my grandma was dying. Mm-hmm. And if I would have said that on the phone with them, I would have broke down.
You think it would be easier now?
No. That's why I'm finna ask mom to do it. Granted, it's not going to be easy for her either.
I'll do it.
Oh, it's okay. My birthday is in one day, baby. I know. I'm about to be 20.
I know, baby. You're a picker.
I want to be.
You're a picker. He goes,
before Evie knew, Evie goes, I'm going to build a time machine. Because Felicity said she wanted to be 12 again. And you know what's funny about that? We all chose our prospective ages of what we wanted to be at the time that it was that day. So yesterday, because it's how close it is to my birthday, if Lucy was 12, I would have been 8, almost 9. Mm-hmm. And Kendra would have been 6.
What the fuck? Oh, shit. This is why I didn't want this one. Fuck.
Because it burned you?
Yeah. The fucking crackhead lighter. What do you expect? Shit fucking hurts.
Put it in there.
Yo, what the fuck?
That was you.
Stop moving. God damn. That's why.
I see what you mean.
What?
It's that metal piece that gets hot. That's why it burns us.
Yeah, it's a crackhead lighter.
It started burning me real badly.
I just need a freaking... But I don't know what happened to the...
That's weed, bro.
No shit, but
that's
I don't
weed,
know...
weed, bro.
I don't know what the fuck happened to it.
That's weed, bro.
Shut the fuck up. Here, take this.
I got you. There's a lighter on here.
That's what that bitch was.
But it's not even a lighter that works, baby.
Yes, it is. Oh, shit. This lighter always works.
Dude, this whole time you're looking for it, you never even checked the tray.
Because I wasn't thinking I actually put that bitch on there. I'm like, yo, why did I fucking...
No, you retarded, man. If y'all want to add me on... Well, not add me. If y'all want to send me money for my 20th birthday, my Cash App is PettyBug19.
If you guys want to add me on TikTok... My shit is. Is it the 208 one?
I need to remember something real quick.
It's 208. I got some. I got some fire shit on that. Do I? Some funny shit or no?
You have like you have the, like the hot sauce video. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
It's under the sauce.
It's under the sauce.
It's under the sauce. That's what you should have done for that video. It's under the sauce. Because the cheese was under the sauce.
I don't even know what that fucking
video is. Add me on Snapchat at Fatima_71921. That's my anniversary.
Add me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Not
no,
all
not on Twitter. Seen. Not on Twitter, though. Not on Twitter.
Unless you got porn on there. And then we'll use y'all.
Hey, yo.
Where's me, we will.
It's really true, though.
It really is. It doesn't matter what they look like, either. As long as the vibe is good. We some hoes for real.
What are you fucking doing?
Playing with my friend.
What the fuck? Oh, stop playing with that.
Why?
Stop playing with the fucking fire.
It's my friend. Hey, how come nobody told me that water makes fires bigger?
It depends.
Downstairs, yesterday when I was cooking my pasta, I looked away for a second and kind of dazed out because, like, grandma's dying. And, I went to go turn around to get the pot and it was overflowing, right? Mm-hmm. So I picked it up and dumped some out, but there was water dripping down, so I didn't really think to wipe it off. Mm-hmm. And I put it on the stovetop and lit the fire, and the fire was fucking huge when it started, and then every time the water would drip onto it, it would puff out and get bigger.
Okay, now that depends on, like...
Was it because there wasn't enough water, so it wasn't enough to put it out? So it made the fire stronger?
It was one of those.
I was pissed, too. I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, how the fuck am I supposed to make these noodles if I can't even boil the noodles? Oh, you're going to hit that?
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm high as fuck right now.
High as fuck.
I don't like weed no more, bro. What? I say this every single time. Exactly. When I have weed, I don't like weed. And when I don't have weed, I'm like, I need weed. I need weed.
I kind of lost it again.
Are you fucking with me right now?
Did I put it on here?
No, baby, you didn't. You scumbag. We're watching Degrassi. We're on season 2, episode, 17?
18? Yeah, 18 something. Nah, yo, alright, so...
This is my first time watching anything of Degrassi. Other than 1 hour, 2 episodes.
For you guys that watching films and shit, Degrassi. You guys know Degrassi. If you don't know Degrassi, Next Generation...
I caught Chris doing something embarrassing.
What?
He was sleeping downstairs, right? Mm-hmm. Yo, bitch ass, tried watching, that show where they're working for the science place. I can't remember the name of it. It's on Netflix.
What?
They work at this thing. They were going to replace the president with a
robot. Inside Job.
Inside Job. You tried watching that shit. Couldn't even get through the beginning of season 1, episode 1. And then when I come home, we were watching Hamilton.
Do you know why?
Did you miss me that much?
No. Do you know why I changed it to that?
Why? Sorry, I wouldn't cry when I came back home.
So you guys can come back home somewhat type happy?
Because I was the only one happy.
Because all of you guys like Hamilton, but you like Hamilton?
I guess I just like Hamilton more because as soon as I got in the room, I went...
Exactly, and that's why.
It's autism.
Yeah, my wife, she kind of retarded.
She got PTSD?
No.
Post-traumatic Down syndrome?
No, she like... She retarded.
I am not retarded.
She's like a retard, but I still love her.
That's why you're not funny. That's why you're the least funny person I know.
Like you said, when that bitch Royal Baby was in the game laughing at all my jokes, and you were like,
she wasn't laughing at jokes. She was stepping to you, and when you would step back, she would go, ha 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 ha. And then she started getting real tight when I was the one talking and not you. So what's my mother?
She really said, what is an IP address?
How do you not know what an IP address is? It's literally what you're on.
Oh, wait. That's a signal. I tapped.
Let me get that.
Tap, tap, tap in.
Wait, I'll be honest. If I don't really understand.
Oh, my God.
And I got squirrels in my pants.
No,
stop. I don't know the full song.
I wasn't doing the TikTok shit.
You think she was?
Shut the fuck up. Let that bitch out. Let it out. You get high. Get higher.
No.
Get higher and higher.
I took such a tiny sip, it doesn't
higher
even change.
Higher and higher.
Well, I'll be honest, if you really don't understand.
Okay, Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
It's not his fault he has squirrels in his pants.
Incorporated. What is this? I didn't order any pizza. And he'll go like this. The platypus? Yo, like, is your op that good at hiding right in front of your face? Like, how many op, like, how many platypuses do you know?
I should be dead.
But how many platypuses do you actually know that dead. He has to stop? Okay. That he has to put on his agent hat to know it's him.
Why was this such a problem that I was shaking the jewel?
Because.
Party mode.
Fuck party mode.
We had a party right now. Remember that hide was Kendra was going to sell me?
Wait, what?
Do you remember that hide Kendra was going to sell me for $25?
No.
Oh, she was going to sell me a hide for $25, but I'm pissed at her.
Why?
Because she's an idiot giver. I told her, yeah, I'll buy it off you because I don't want to buy pods. And Henry goes, all right, I'll set it aside for you. And then she broke her hide and took the one that I was going to buy from her. I was going to sell that shit to Olivia for $45. I don't know what to do for my birthday. I mean, I guess we could just go get dinner and a movie. Save a little bit of money.
Right.
We could just get dropped off at, like, Red Lobster or Olive Garden, and we can just walk right to the mall. Like, we could just make a day out of it. I could get a pair of new shoes.
Wait a minute, because if I could, I would rent a car.
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't want to have that anxiety on my birthday.
I was going to drive.
That's why.
Oh, no, but it's also...
I'm not allowed to drive because it's a rental and I'm not of age.
I would drive.
Uh-huh. Break. Break.
What are we going to do?
Oh my God, baby, there's a car behind us. There's a car next to us.
I'm following.
There's a red light. I am not doing that on my birthday. I don't do that to Eric because he makes me nervous. Oh my God, we can go to Mooney's.
What the fuck did you call me, Cricket?
We can go to Mooney's.
The fuck is that?
Mac and cheese spot. They got, like, shrimp mac and cheese. They
have, we're going to go to Denny's.
For my birthday? I'm just saying for date nights. Because it's like the dandy vibe, but without it being so busy.
Oh, okay.
For date nights.
Oh, I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, it's tiny. It's little. I could fit like 3 people there. Yeah. And their food looks good. Granted, their salads are a little sad. But we could go... Or we could go to Ruby Tuesday.
fuck is that Ruby Tuesdays?
I don't know. You wanted to go there. I think it's a buffet.
I wanted to go there?
Yeah. You looked at me and go, you ever been to Ruby Tuesday? And I go, no. And you go, okay, cool. We should go try it.
I probably...
Because you wanted us to try something new together.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Oh, we could go to the arcade, remember? That was our first date. Mm-hmm. We went to the arcade. Oh, I already have it figured out. Mm-hmm. We can get dropped off at the mall mm-hmm. around, like, noon.
Are we going to meet everybody at the mall?
Who's everybody?
I don't know.
I don't want anybody to come for this. I would want to do, like, dinner, but I don't want... No. Okay, so you ready? This is what we can do. Mm-hmm. We can go to the mall at noon. Mm-hmm. Look around. Maybe mm-hmm. see if there's a pair of shoes that I would wear. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have any shoes. Mm-hmm. And then... I want to find somewhere that sells scarves. Because mm-hmm. I wanted to find a jersey chiffon. I mean, not jersey chiffon. Jersey crinkle hijab.
I don't know what the fuck
It's okay. If there's anyone who's Muslim on here, though, and she's a woman, she'll know. Because okay. That shit's nice. Okay. Nice. Anyway. And then
I'm sorry.
And then we could just kind of look around for a little while. Am I talking like that?
No. So well, you started it.
Fuck you.
No, you started saying something, and so I said...
Fuck you.
So I said, I'm sorry.
Okay, but stop.
Okay.
Well, we'll walk around after we look for a pair of shoes. Or we can get matching outfits. Hypothetically, not that we should.
Like a power starter.
Like,
because the podcast is popping off.
Damn, you don't like white. You don't like white Air Forces.
No, I don't like forces.
That's fucking stupid. Because I just had the perfect idea for matching outfits.
The reason why I don't like forces.
But we need to choose
it. Because that's what happens when a nigga is with a dark skin always is with a white girl.
True.
I love forces. You should wear forces.
We could get gray. We could get gray tracksuits. Do the gray sweatsuits. With shit.
Would you do what kind of tracksuit would you do? Would you do Champion or
Nike?
You want to do Nike?
Yeah, I like the Nike material. I like how thick it is. How well, it doesn't really form to any part of your body.
Have you had the?
I used to get Adidas sweatpants and stuff. Are they not the same as the sweatpants?
No.
Like I like the thickness to be like so thick that it hangs off your body wherever it's loose, because it's so thick. Okay. It's like stiff. You know, the ones that look nice, the ones that you steam every once in a while.
What?
So it looks brand new, no wrinkles.
I never steam my.
You may not have. You may not have. That was a whole trend on TikTok for a grip. For people in the city. Like, it spewed up here, started in the city.
When? You said on TikTok?
Uh-huh. Like, last summer.
Didn't ever even got that shit. But,
you were in the military last summer.
I didn't have TikTok this year. I wasn't on that bitch. We couldn't have it on our phones.
Okay, but everybody... There was this dude from boot camp. And he tried saying that he was gonna go fight Ukraine. I mean, not Ukraine. Fight Russia.
He's in the army. He's just gonna go there after everything's done, and then that's when they're gonna.
Oh, are you
gonna
hear the best part though? What? Did I tell you about that dude that thought that he was more important than the frontliners?
Yep.
And then he was braver than the Marines. Mm-hmm. Like literally, all he does is fuel the fucking machines. All
right. So what happened? I remember you telling me about it.
I was on TikTok, mm-hmm. and I came across this dude on TikTok, and the first thing he says is...
No, you told me that. You told me what happened. You told me yesterday.
Yeah, so why'd you tell me to tell you? You because just said what happened.
Because I thought you brought him up because, like, something new happened.
Oh, no,
him. Like,
he's just came mad across, at me.
You came across...
No, he's literally just uneducated. There's so many videos on his page of him being uneducated. I'm gonna have to find him again, cause that shit was funny as fuck. I even commented on it and said, so you're tougher than a machine gunner? And he goes, yeah, because he wouldn't be there if it wasn't for me.
Yo, that nigga.
He had me weak.
That's
something. I even looked it up, and they're not that important. Because if needed to, everyone else would take over that. Like, they're just added on to their own duties.
Yeah, because that's what infantry does. Now, don't get me wrong. Every job is important. But stop.
That's just one that's just bothering me.
What?
That one's so little.
Who cares?
Damn, that one's little too, and that one. Oh, so they're really little too.
They're little. Yeah, fuck it.
Are they burning?
Yo, she's high as fuck. She's like literally high as fuck, guys. Like,
I'm kind of. Do you know why I'm talking so much? What? I'm kind of tweaking because all I can think of right now is that video.
Of?
On TikTok.
Of?
Where the dude was smoking and then mid spliff, there's just maggots, tiny little maggots just crawling all up in the weed and all over his spliff and table. Yeah, the contaminated weed in Connecticut. All I can think about is that.
Why is that the first thing?
That shit would be so weird and gross, and that would just deter me away from weed entirely.
No, I don't think that would.
For me, yeah. Because I would never be able to get over that.
See, and that's why, like, when I really buy weed, I go to dispensaries.
Well, I don't mind getting from, like, that definitely was someone's homegrown stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, they had flies. Because flies are what lay...
Maggots. Oh, you don't got no flies in here.
True.
But that...
But you should be checking your shit before you can before it leaves your home.
Yeah.
And why did they not die when you put them in the dehydrator? Maybe because there are still eggs?
You said that was somebody's homegrown shit.
Uh-huh. Had to have been.
Not exactly.
If it was from, professionals that wouldn't have fucking... has to be regulated. So it has to be inspected.
No. You don't have to do that anywhere else. Connecticut? If that was in Connecticut... They don't grow in Connecticut. Nigga, alright, so when I was up there and I was seeing the gang life out there and shit. Yeah, because...
In Connecticut.
No. Those are where New Yorkers that get kicked out the city, they go there to Connecticut. So they start shit there.
So... They just try to make their way around the map?
No. Yeah, don't get me wrong, Hartford, Hartford, no joke, like, deadass, like, you go walk through there, like, you're probably gonna get shot, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, that's really, like, how Hartford, it's mad people from the city, it's mad people from up here, it's mad people from Jersey, it's mad people from Maryland.
I can't it's even take you seriously shit. Right now.
No, you think it wouldn't.
No, I'm struggling to take you seriously because of how you're talking.
Oh, why? Because I'm talking what?
You're talking like not like usual.
Like what?
Like not like usual.
Like what do I sound like though?
Like you're from the city.
Oh God.
Like that was like you're sitting here and I just feel like I'm fucking at this point I'm like, damn, am I sitting in a room and fucking pop smoke at this point?
Why?
Because you were talking mad low, going mad fast with it, telling the story like it's top priority and it's so important. That's how pop smoke used to talk.
Hey, yo.
He used to talk deep as fuck and he used to talk with a meaning. No matter what the fuck he was talking about, he was talking with a meaning.
Funny
I'm really sitting here, I'm like, I was like, wow, my man really just was just taken over by motherfucking Pop Smoke. He gonna start rapping right now. And then I was like, I hope not, because we on the podcast. And then you'd be rapping to no music. I was really sitting here. I was like, damn, what the fuck just happened? I thought you got possessed. Imagine if Pop Smoke possessed you. What the fuck would you do?
I don't know.
Would you accept him into your body?
I'm like, fuck no, I'm not accepting another nigga in my body. This is my body. What is you talking about, my nigga? Like, you got me all the way fucked up for that dumb shit. Like,
what if it meant you would, like, get extremely famous?
I wouldn't give a fuck. That means the government used my body for some odd reason.
And then you just happen to die, like, 5 years later.
Yeah, and then the fuck, like, come on, man. They just used my body for some exact reason to do some exact thing.
Do you know what I'm excited for?
What?
When we watch Degrassi, because we're watching the rest of the Pills episode. Yeah. The second Pill episode.
And that nigga just got his ass. No, we're not. We're watching him get his ass beat right now, boy.
Who?
Craig. Craig just got beat the fuck up.
Who the fuck is Craig?
Angie's half-brother. Joey's daughter.
Yeah, but it's still a Pill episode.
No, the Pill episode is over.
We didn't watch both parts.
When a dove cries, and it was the jagged blue. Is it when a dove cries? Yeah, it is when a dove cries. We're on
I'm
when a dove.
Fucking confused.
We're on when a dove. So we're on. We're on 15, 16. We're on 17.
We're on, I remember why I didn't like this one.
Right.
Big gulps taste like cough syrup. Maybe here in a couple minutes we can go out and then we can come back to the podcast. Like tomorrow morning with our Week and Bake, we can.
Well, yeah, but I don't think we should have it on a commercial break.
Why?
I mean, it would be a whole new segment.
It would literally be a new segment. Why are these so hard to blow?
Ooh.
Oh. It relit. The one we fought over last time. Fuck you. Why
yeah,
did you want to
try
fail?
Me. Of course, I knew how to do
put
it.
Put that shit over there right now.
Yo, what? Oh, my neck.
My neck, my back, lick this pussy and my crack. My neck, my back.
Hey, yo, why is it that every white girl says?
No, listen, I was just like
yo,
fucking around singing that in school.
Dude, forces. What? I'm not, no, and that's why I'm against forces like that.
Why? All right, can we start packing up? Because I'm high as dirt. And you know how I can tell? Let me get ahead of that.
Yeah.
This is how I can tell, though. I'm trying to get stimulation on my hands.
I was fucking hitting the bong because I'm like, you're going to have to hit the bong a couple times to get out of here.
That was the only one.
Nope.
Fuck you, that's the only one.
One more.
No. I'm gonna puke.
One more. Four.
I will puke if I hit that. No. I put my foot down. No. Absolutely not. Like, I'm so absolutely not eating right now. Like, it's crazy. Fuck, now because I was gagging, I'm even higher.
One for you.
Oh, my fucking God. And this is the High Hub. With Chris.
one for me.
Oh my god. This is the High Hub with Chris.
That one was for grandma.
And P. Say it.
And this is the High Hub with Chris.
And P.
All right. Oh my god, that shit went in my nose.